they do a great job. You know, they're a team that's always physical. They're explosive offensively. You know, they've run the ball well. I think they're in top 10 in just about every category on both sides of the ball, and they're good, big, and fast on special teams.
What about Adrian's running at Atlanta, specifically the yards after contact?
Yeah, Adrian did a great job. You know, and part of those yards after contact come off of the receivers doing a nice job blocking downfield. The tight ends did a good job. But, you know, I think Adrian's always going to be Adrian the way he runs with the violence and the vision that he has.
Was Teddy Bridgewater delivering the ball more quickly in the Atlanta Falcons game than some previous games?
Well, you know, a lot of times that all depends on the plays it's called. You know, there's sometimes when we're taking shots down the field, we're max protect and we're going to hold the ball a little bit. And there's times when we're going to get the ball out with quicks and some of those things. So it really just depends on the game.
What played into Anthony Barr dominating Atlanta the way he did?
Well, I think he's starting to get more healthy as we progress into the season. You know, we were able to use him in some of the ways we were able to previously.
Cuts to the left. Oh, the ball poked away by Anthony Barr.
When you have super talented guys like Anthony Barr, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes, is it a big key to your defense for everybody to do exactly what they're supposed to do as opposed to freelancing a little bit where maybe they could use more of their athletic ability?
Yeah, with us, we try to be pretty disciplined and so that everybody's on the same page knowing where they're going to go. But saying that, we also try to use those players to the best of their ability as well.
Russell Wilson is quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. 8 touchdowns the last couple of games. The touchdowns to Doug Baldwin in the most recent game against Pittsburgh, he stayed in the pocket. It wasn't Russell running all over the place. Is that something that he's doing more of lately?
Well, he still runs around pretty good. You know, they had a couple double moves. They had a couple really open receivers on some of the things. And they spread you out all over the field, and then they have some opportunities to hit the ball down the field.
What type of cornerback is Richard Sherman? Does he guess a fair amount? And if he does, is he generally correct?
Well, he's a guy that I think is very smart. We actually coached him in the Senior Bowl when I was there. But he's a guy that's smart, a guy that understands splits, and he's very good in press. And then sometimes he'll understand where his help is, and he'll bite on things a little bit.
Let's watch some film with the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Mike Zimmer, starting with Adrian Peterson's second touchdown last week.
This was a play that really won the game for us in this last ball game. You know, we'd been running the ball, trying to run out the clock, trying to get a couple first downs so we could get in there. So Norv did a great job. He lined us up in this bunch formation with the three tight ends over here. And so you're going to see Rudolph blocking down. You see Mykal Pruitt blocking down. And they were pinching down inside quite a bit. And then Rhett gets to the outside, and Matt Khalil does a nice job of getting to the outside as well. You know, we get the guys, you see Mike Harris on the backside, he gets him cut off, and you see how tight the safety is because they know that, you know, this is a run situation for him. So it was a nice job getting, you see Khalil kicking him out. Rhett gets to the corner and then ends up blocking the Mike linebacker as he comes through on the second one. And then it's pretty easy for Adrian to get down the sideline.
Toss to Adrian following the three tight ends. Turns it up to the 35 to the 30, runs to a first down. And it's loose inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Vikings!